686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Folks, another exciting day with the Sons of Liberty. Find us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And boy, is there a lot to cover today. And folks, when I say there's a lot to cover today, not because I've been reading the newspaper today, but because we've been creating news down here with the Sons of Liberty. As Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of liberty in the hearts of men. And where did he get that liberty from? Where did Samuel Adams derive his liberty from? Well, he understood that we have a creator God. He understood that Christianity, by the way, for those of you that didn't know this, Samuel Adams was a bit older than his cousin John Adams. He became a Christian during the Great Awakening. That was when he became born again. As a matter of fact, he was thought of as the last of the great Puritans. Christian man, knowing where our God-given rights were from and how he took hold of them, and how he understood what the source of them was. He understood, like John Witherspoon, who said, a patriot must be a promoter of true and undefiled religion. He must oppose profanity and immorality of any kind. He must not be an enemy of God. If so, he was an enemy to his country.
Well, you know, I really like all of your guys' constitutional stuff. I'm just, you know, all that God stuff. You guys really throw a lot of that God stuff in there.
Yes, we do. As a matter of fact, that's the source of all the constitutional stuff. And we love to talk about it on the Sons of Liberty. We're going to open up the lines today so you guys can get involved in some of the things that have happened. We're also going to have a couple special guests in the studio today. We've had them before, a couple of them, last Friday. Some of the college students here at the St. Cloud State College Republican Group in the state of Minnesota that sponsored an event with Bradley Dean. Fantastic event, folks. We're going to talk more about that in this next segment, and we're going to have these students on board. As a matter of fact, I think these students are the future leaders of the party here in Minnesota because the party just can't seem to stand together and stand on the issues that matters. That matter, excuse me. 1-877-807-9977. Samuel Adams said, we have this day, as he was speaking on the 4th of July, restored the sovereign, capital S, the sovereign, to whom all men ought to be obedient. He reigns in heaven, and from the rising to the setting of the sun, let his kingdom come. I wonder if he was a musician, too. I mean, that was kind of a rhyme. Maybe put that in a song or something like that. Samuel Adams, understanding who we're to be obedient to, our sovereign, and that his kingdom should reign. And as long as his kingdom reigns, we're all going to have the things that we love and cherish, and that is our liberties. I also want to draw your attention. Bradley just sent another letter to the president. As you all know, the president responded to Bradley's last letter. It was a very, what would you say about it? Well, I'll let you decide, actually. If you go to the Facebook at Sons of Liberty, that's Sons of Liberty Facebook. We're the radio one. It's in Annandale, Minnesota, nonprofit. Sons of Liberty Facebook. You'll see how the president, we wrote a letter to the president, the president responded, but Bradley's going back again. We're not accepting this political,
well, you know, I really appreciate your stance on this, you know, even though I think you're a stark raving lunatic, but I'm not going to write that. I'm not going to really write anything. I'm going to write a letter that basically makes you think, what did he just say?
That's how they write letters back. But what the lunatic part of this is you have a president right now. As a matter of fact, for those of you that don't know, amongst African-American population in America, they are no longer reproducing themselves. They have a negative rate. The African-American population is shrinking in the United States of America due to abortion. And here you have the minister himself, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, who, by the way, had a white mother. I just wanted everybody to know that. He's just as much white as he is black, but yet he plays the black card, goes out, gets votes, whoops it up, cries racism anytime you have an issue with his policies, which are policies that were written in a third grade classroom, I'm telling you. Either that, or they know what they're doing, and it was written, well, wait a minute, Rules for Radicals, anybody read it? Saul Alinsky, straight out of the playbook, folks. But this man is promoting. And now he would have religious institutions promote. Now, many people say, well, you can't make the Catholic Church, force them to have contraception, abortion on demand. That's just wrong. That's just wrong. Well, has anybody ever scratched their head and thought for a second, how in the world is it right for the president to tell secular corporations? How is it right for the president to tell corporations at all that they have to mandate health care and contraception? And by the way, the issue isn't contraception and abortion. The issue is health care, period. But see, they go ahead like 50 steps and do these atrocious measures, part of it to gauge the American people and see how they'll respond. But they go so far up that by the time you catch up to them to stop them, they've already got 20 feet in front of you. And you forget the fact that Obamacare is an abomination and unconstitutional. And then he has the audacity to go after the Supreme Court judges and say, this would be judicial activism, judicial legislation. They can't make law. Well, why don't we talk to Miss Elena Kagan and all of your buddies that are now sitting on the bench that you put there while you had a window. And yes, he is owning them. The problem is, folks, is because we haven't impeached them, America's owning them too. That's part of the reason that we have our guests coming in this next segment. Because this next generation is not owning it. They're owning their own responsibility and plowing their row so that the seeds they plant, they're going to harvest. We're sick of the harvest that the generations before us have left us by talking, 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 and having millions of people listening to us and doing, doing, doing absolutely nothing. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. government. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, we just left off last segment, and I want to finish this off with Bradley's letter to the president. And you can find that at the Facebook, the Sons of Liberty Facebook. Also, too, take note of what's going on in the Rachel Maddow lawsuit, and that's kind of flown around here quite a bit. You're going to get a very interesting perspective because Newsbusters picked us up and did an article on that. And, folks, it is a fantastic article. They are friends to you if you're a conservative, you're a Christian, you love your liberties. That's the Media Research Center. And involved with them, we have MRC TV, where you saw we've done a video with Bradley. They actually just reposted it, still on the front page. We also did Newsbusters, which is that article that was written here recently. That's on the Facebook page. Bradley Dean's letter to the president a second time. As I said before, we as the church, as the body of Christ, listen, we don't need permission. If we serve the Creator, we don't need permission from his creation to demand what God himself has ordained. See, God ordained both spectrums here. He ordained pastors, he ordained ministers, and the very same word is found in Romans 13, where he calls civil leaders ministers. There to be a terror unto those that do wicked works. But what happens when those civil ministers become a terror unto those that do good works? Or a terror unto those children that are in the womb? So you want to check out that letter. We just sent out the press release yesterday, and a handful of outlets picking that up around the country, holding them accountable, speaking truth to power. That's our job. Also, too, just yesterday, Genesis, so many of you folks that are listening to us on the Genesis Communication Network did a very nice piece on the ministry and what happened at the event, which leads us to our two guests today, Liz and Jake with the College Republican group at the St. Cloud State University. Thanks for being with us, guys.
No problem, Jake.
Thank you, Jake.
They ran from class to get here, and I think it's this important.
Don't tell my professor. I'm actually skipping class. I should be in class right now.
You know, the thing is, though, is you're paying for that class. So I
yeah,
guess it's more or less.
So
yeah, that's a good way of working free enterprise. It's not like I'm paying for your class, right?
Yep.
Obama didn't send you a check to pay for that class, did he?
No, that would be cool if he did, but no, he didn't.
That would be cool if he did, but very unconstitutional. And I know you wouldn't tolerate it. You'd tear up the check, wouldn't you?
I probably would.
Awesome. And I know you would.
Talked about Obama's policies earlier, said they were made by third graders. I disagree. I think Barack Obama's a smart guy, and he's deliberately doing what he's doing, and he has a plan in mind to harm this country. And sway people toward the left side. It's like they can save you. That's what they want. He has a plan in line to just elect Democrats forever through his policies. So,
you know, you bring up a good point to that. And the reason I brought up the third grade is because so many people, what happens, and I've heard people do this. I was at a conference once with, I don't know who it was. I think it was Medved or somebody like that. And he brought up, you know, if you really think Barack Obama is deliberately trying to destroy the country, you're crazy. And I'm thinking, you're this intellectual. This guy's brilliant. He writes books. He's PhDs, blah, 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 blah. He's got his credentials. Anyways, he looks at Barack Obama like he's a third grade kid that doesn't really know what he's doing. But you see the truth. No, he knows exactly what he's doing. That's the facade. Oh, I really don't know what I'm doing. It's my first time ever in here. I've never been in politics. I've always been a community organizer. I'm making mistakes. Boy, I'm really sorry. Give me another shot. And I don't know how much easier it could be as if he ran against Mitt Romney for him to win again. But give me another shot. I'll do better. I promise, guys, right? No, exactly. You get four more years out of the playbook. So great point. Let's go to this university here. St. Cloud State. I'm reading the paper this morning. Well, I'm actually not reading it. Somebody went and grabbed one because we were on the front page. But as I'm looking through this, you guys kind of explained yesterday. You were on Friday talking about the pushback you were getting from your own party.
Yep.
Yesterday morning, I know I came down. We were littering the campus with flyers and stuff like that. We had some pushback even from the college president came up and talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
There was a handful of people still trying to say, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this event. And then we found out on Facebook there was going to be a protest. Oh, this is going to be a fun show, folks. Liz, start out for me if you would. How did the event go from your perspective after Bradley got to come and speak and the band performed?
From my perspective, I thought it went over really well. The turnout wasn't all that great, but I think that had to do with the amount of time we had to promote.
Mm-hmm.
We were hesitant because of the GOP's expressing caution,
mm-hmm.
if you want to call it that.
Sure.
So we only had a couple of days to promote.
So not bad. A couple of days
not,
to promote.
Not bad, though. Yeah.
The AP picked up your event. I mean, how many college groups can say that, you know, I brought in a speaker and we were on the AP. We were on every local news station and television station in the entire state. We had a group of people. I think you had a decent amount of people. Of course, you always want to have more. We had a whole bunch of people that came. And then you also had a whole bunch of – who was outside, Jake? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, we had the – the LGBT Alliance, they call themselves in St. Cloud State, is very strong. They have a lot of members. But what happened was, they have a lot of members to start with. They come out there. If we have crazy preachers or whatever on campus, they'll come out there and they'll protest. They're very active.
Have you ever had this many show out to protest?
Oh, yeah, all the time. But anyway, so they came there, and there's other people there, too, who aren't part of the organization. And during when your band was playing, I walked out there. I just wanted to hear what they had to say. Was interested in what their perspective was, so mm-hmm. they were giving the speech. A couple of people were rallying them up for the protest inside. And I walked up there, and there were some extra credit sheets from some human relations professors at St. Cloud State University offering extra credit for their students, people that come and protest.
Oh, okay. I love when you talk. I just want to reiterate here, because you're telling me this group came out to protest you folks, your group, the College Republicans, because – you know, you guys are hateful and venomous and racist, and you're having this event on campus, and Bradley Dean's coming in, and wow, this is insane. They're outside protesting. The guy's kind of rallying, coordinating. I also saw a professor out there, actually.
Yeah, she was one of the professors, a psychology professor,
psychology
I forget her
professor.
Name,
okay.
Was actually one of the leaders of the protest.
One of the leaders of the protest. Okay, so you've got teachers leading the protest here. Which, fine, okay, great. And also, folks, just so you know, a lot of these kids came into the event. We're going to talk about this later because it was a great reaction when they actually came in and saw what they were supposedly protesting about. But you're saying outside there was these flyers of extra credit for students that came to this protest. So maybe they came just for the extra credit?
Possibly. And that's not an unusual thing. I'm from Wisconsin, as you may or may not know, and I have some
– I can tell by the way you talk.
I have some – and by the T-shirt I'm wearing probably, but I have some friends that
– who let that in here?
I have some friends that attend the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and back when Scott Walker, who I campaigned for full disclosure, was passing the budget, and the union's busting stuff was part of it, the strip away collective bargaining rights from the unions, I have several people who were in class at the University of Wisconsin that got extra credit to skip class and go and protest at the Capitol during that time.
And did they know what they were skipping class for?
Most of them didn't even know what was – in the budget or why they were protesting. They showed up, so, and like they were handed picket signs, and they were walking around and protesting.
So that reminds me, okay, so we've got a lot of these protesters outside. I don't even know what they're protesting for. There's probably the ones that actually came into the event afterwards, which, folks, we wanted to. We had members of the group, members from your campus group, going out there and inviting them to come in.
Yep, and about 8 of them did up exercise that, and they walked up there and they asked questions, and they were hugging Bradley Dean, and they were having great conversations with Bradley Dean during our open mic. But 8 out of about the 150 protesters, I mean, I wish they would come and show up to the event and know what they're protesting about and make an informed decision on how they feel afterward, looking back in retrospect of it.
You know, like you said right there, the objective of having this event was to open people's minds to a different perspective. Now, you brought up before different college groups, Liz, came in. They brought in big speakers, like I can't remember the guy with the RNC that worked with Bush. Well, what's his
Carl
name?
Carl Rove.
Carl Rove, yeah. Carl Rove comes in. He speaks to the choir.
Right.
Tell me why you wanted Bradley as opposed to a guy like Carl Rove.
Well, we don't want to preach to the choir. We want people to understand why the conservative thought, why we believe these things. It's not hateful. And I think the students, the protesters who actually showed up to the event and sat and listened to his message and ended up hugging Bradley Dean and shaking his hand in the end, they're the ones that got the most out of this.
Yep,
and,
you got it.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That was a great part because it kind of crescendoed down to that. And as you can tell, folks that are listening right now, you can just tell that Liz has hate in her heart. I mean, the way she talks, it's awful. But you know what? I want to go to, you were at an event, a CPAC convention not too long ago, right?
Right.
Was there some picketers and protesters outside of that convention when you were there, Liz?
The Occupy protesters.
Occupy protesters. So what happened when those Occupy protesters were questioned, why are you here? Can you kind of explain that?
They were paid $60 to be there.
Well, did they know why they were protesting?
No.
Some didn't.
I mean, the person that we talked to had no idea.
No idea.
He was just like, oh, yeah, we got paid $60 to stand here.
So this is beautiful. You're seeing politics in action. Okay, Jake's over here.
Yeah, Adam, our ex-president, who's actually in Washington, D.C. right now, he has a great job lined up there for the summer. But anyway, he was at CPAC as well. I told me there were two protest groups, Occupy and Recall Walker. At CPAC. About 1,300 miles from Madison, Wisconsin, Recall Walker was out in full force.
And on the St. Cloud campus, now, see, you guys have seen this happen to others, protesting other people's groups or meetings. Now, at your own meeting and group, you have the same type of people getting extra credit to come protest your organization. Now, we've got to break to a break, folks. We're going to come back next, and we're going to cover some of the topics here, and you're going to see how fiery these Republicans that you have right here in the midst of us, and maybe even won't be calling themselves that moving forward, but these conservatives who love America, love their values, love your Declaration and your Constitution. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart should not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. You guys really bless my heart a lot. Your stand and everything that you do. The truth does not go out void. It makes a difference, even a lot of times when we don't think it does.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back, folks. Sons of Liberty. Again, you can follow us on Sons of Liberty Facebook. Also, you want to check out Bradley Dean's Facebook and put your friend requests in there. Like the Sons of Liberty page. We're daily putting up stuff. Bradley's column that we do every Friday will be coming up Friday here soon, so that'll be posted. Also, the letter to the president is on there, and a whole host of articles that have been covered, from the lawsuit that we have with MSNBC to pre-event at St. Cloud State University to post-event at St. Cloud University. It's all there. You can also follow Bradley on Twitter, and that is Bradley Dean. That's L-E-E, Dean, 1, the number 1, on Twitter. We also have a Sons of Liberty Twitter. You can run international Twitter. We're Twittering like crazy. We're Twitter junkies down here, keeping the information moving along. Now, this morning, on the front page of the St. Cloud Times, the event was covered. St. Cloud, for folks that are listening nationally, is a fairly large city here in the state of Minnesota. This is one of the largest campuses in the state of Minnesota.
Second largest, just behind the U of
Second
M,
largest
I believe.
Behind the U. Awesome. Okay, and then there's Mankato. Well, incidentally, after this event, they did some pretty exhaustive coverage, but it wasn't necessarily on the event, was it, Liz?
No, I mean, the reporter covers the protests, I would say, pretty fairly, but what I found interesting is that she mentions them protesting Bradley's message on homosexuals, but she doesn't mention what that message actually is, which I found really interesting.
How much time did Bradley spend talking about homosexuality last night?
Maybe like a minute.
Yeah, so it's kind of there and gone.
Yeah.
So when the question and answer...
But she does mention the main messages that he did represent in the beginning.
What do you feel about those main messages? I mean, now that it's, you know, now that it's passed, you had said in a few press statements that you released as, look, we believe in the values of our party. You know, it's about being conservative. It's about families. It's about life. It's about morality, constitution.
Right.
So do you feel that this event encapsulated all of those issues?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we had some great responses from people coming up to us after the event.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Share some of those.
Well, one woman, I don't know who she is, came up to Abby, our new chair, and said, I loved this, and I'm so proud of you for holding this event. I am not going to fund the GOP anymore. What's your email? I am going to donate to you instead.
You directly. You know why she's doing that is because she sees somebody that's actually going to do something with her donation and apply it. And as you can tell, folks, just based on Friday having you all on the show and now again on Wednesday, you guys are doers and you are taking those donations and you're doing something good with them. Now back
we're
to
not,
the...
We're not using our donations for pizza or...
That's right.
Or field trips.
And that happens, folks.
For gas, you don't want to drive around and door knock local candidates to get them reelected. So.
That's right. Well, and you know what? You guys have even put in some of the members of the group, and I'm not going to say who it is, but some of the members in the group actually put in some of their own money for this event to make it happen and to make it. So now here comes the next step in this. Your repayment for that is, let's talk about the article a little bit. Kind of share with some of the stuff that we were talking about on the break, Liz.
We were just talking about the how it covers the protests and not Bradley's message. We also talked about Steve Gottwald, his comment in there.
Tell me
what
a little,
he released on Twitter. I think it was Jake.
Okay, I've got that Twitter. Let me read that, and then I'm gonna let you, Jake, go ahead and.
All right,
it.
That sounds excellent.
Gottwald thinks. Let's see here. For what I understand, wait a minute. This is the wrong. Where's the Twitter? Okay. I absolutely repudiate Bradley Dean and his message of hate and intolerance. Did you guys see any hate and intolerance last night?
No, I did
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not.
We saw some hugging, though, at the end.
Hugging,
we saw some
handshaking.
We saw Bradley Dean agree to have lunch with the LGBT community in St. Cloud and hear any issues
and
they have.
Lots of conversation, by the way. I think in that article it mentions this isn't going to start a conversation. This is just going to start controversy. Mm-hmm. When, in fact, if you actually stayed for the event, there was plenty of conversation. We even had to... stop the forum. We ran out of time because so many people had questions and comments.
And Bradley was there till I think at least 10:30, maybe 11, maybe even actually later than that, speaking to some of the kids after the event was over, just hearing them out. But this is how he finishes it. Because of one person's bad judgment, not sanctioned by the GOP, ! On Twitter. Liz, that one person was you, wasn't it?
And that would be me he's referring to, I believe, just because I was... the middle person, the contact who helped plan this event, yes.
Okay, so this is funny. The group decision, I'm going to read this little section here. Isle said the organization met as a group and voted unanimously to go ahead with the program, even though people like Gottwald obviously weren't in favor of it. She also said there are a couple hundred college Republicans on the mailing list. All are invited to meetings, but only about 10 or 12 students attended when the program was planned. Obviously, this is another one of the... folks that was breathing down your neck. Obviously, Zerke was the one who didn't do his research, Isle said. We shouldn't shun somebody from the Republican Party for speaking out about the core principles and values the party supposedly believes in. Our group doesn't use Google to find out information on him. We did our own research on Bradley, and he has a strong conservative message. He's pro-constitutional, pro-family, pro-vets, and he speaks about the core values of the GOP. I love it. You didn't use Google.
We did use Google. Yeah, we did. And we knew what we were getting into, but we did the background research
that
GOP didn't do.
We didn't use sources like people's blogs that are on blogger.com. They can't even pay the $3 to get their own domain name.
Yeah.
And we didn't use sources like motherjones.com when you were researching Bradley Dean.
You know, that's a good part of this. Now, I want to go to our president of the United States, okay? Now, these, you know, let's call them conservatives, Republicans, whatever, decry the president. They hate him. I think they're using him because it's a way for them to try to get reelected. I don't think they really hate Obama too much because their policies are so close. President Obama was in the front of a lot of news sources this morning, singling out a GOP congresswoman. And you know what he said? He told the students, just Google this woman, and you'll find out what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have a Republican. Just Google, and you'll find out what I'm talking about. Are you kidding me?
I love how Mr. Shortridge can't cite specific examples of the gay bashing, the hate mongering of Bradley Dean, because they don't exist, so obviously you can't cite them. He just uses Google as his defense.
That's right. Now, let's move on to Mr. Gottwald. Now, Jake, he obviously just singled out your colleague here in the in the party on the campus. But Mr. Gottwald actually sent you an email here recently, explain that.
Well, as vice president, I'm kind of taking up the a lot of the stuff in the chapter. Personally, and I emailed our local politicians from St. Cloud, where we live at, telling them we'd love to support them. We'd love to set up a meeting with them once the session adjourns and get the stuff arranged for the summer to figure out when we can go to get out and door knock and let drop and phone bank for them and do all the good work to get them reelected. And What happened was Mr. Gottwald sent me a reply. It was either last Thursday or last Friday. Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to meet with you in the session. Insurance is email me at this other email address. It's my personal email address, and we'll get everything lined up for the campaign. And then we have this event. By the way, he knew about the event at the time. He didn't say anything in the response to the email. Mm-hmm. Then he starts blasting us on Twitter, and he has other quotes in that paper talking about, oh, Liz Isle did this when he has a chapter voted on it. I mean, to me, Mr. Gottwald should probably come and call me and call Liz and apologize. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he might be in jeopardy of us not helping his campaign in any way with the state college Republicans.
You know, I think this is an important lesson. Go ahead, Liz.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's what gets me about this, is the GOP is alienating our group. When we're the boots on the ground during the election cycle, we're the ones volunteering for the candidates that we're supporting.
I think I mentioned this to you earlier, Jake. We have the ridiculous U.S. Senate race coming up here in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Klobuchar, an incumbent, is going to be hard to beat. So the Republicans are going to put up, whether it's Kurt Bills or Doc Severson or Pete Hicks or whoever it is.
Let me stop you for 1 second. I want to talk about Amy Klobuchar, because many of you don't know, she is a senator here in the state of Minnesota. We have numerous times sent emails to her, requested to get her on our program here to talk to her. Her record from the standpoint of the Sons of Liberty, and we gauge people, we hold their feet to the fire. She's very much for choosing abortion, you know, allowing that to be acceptable, allowing taxpayers to fund that. She's very much in league with the GLBT and the hate crimes legislation, etc. So when we speak of her, this is what you need to know about her character. So go ahead and continue.
So nonetheless, this election could very well be like 1%, whether the Republican wins or the Democrat, it's obviously being more than the 1% difference. And college campuses overwhelmingly vote 90% Democrat. And so we're here, plus we're in the community, we're getting votes out for the Republican candidate, whoever gets endorsed May 18th and 19th at their state convention. We're here getting the votes out for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to tell us, they're going to disassociate us, they won't have anything to do with us. When we could get the votes that defeat Amy Klobuchar and defeat Jim Graves in CD6 and defeat whoever runs against our representatives in St. Cloud, I just don't understand why they would say something like that.
No, it doesn't make any sense. But you know what, folks, and this is for everybody listening right now. Listen to these college students as they tactically plan and they understand the way things move here. And their willingness to be able to go forward and say, we're going to apply those tactics that we are strategizing on. And they know what the answer is. The answer is to continue to go. The boots on the ground, as you said, Liz. I want to open up the phone lines for anybody to have questions for these students. I also want to make it very clear that anybody out there who wants to host an event in your college campus, we have referrals available. We have the student group leader who's actually a professor down there. Both the professors highly recommended this assembly program to come because it does exactly what we're supposed to do as conservatives, as Christians, as those that believe in the Constitution. That's reach out to our neighbor so that now we can concentrate more on local government as opposed to federal government and being afraid of each other and being afraid of everything. That phone number, folks, is 877-807-9977. Again, the number 877-807-9977. I want you to call in. You can encourage them. You can ask them questions. But get involved, because I'll tell you what, I'm looking at the future right now of our country. And that's those up-and-coming leaders. And I have tons and tons and tons of hope because they're willing to do. Is it discouraging? Yes, and they'll be the first to admit it. But I have never one time seen them quit or back down in this whole process that they've been through. And this is just the beginning for you guys. And this is just the beginning for America if we give this generation the opportunity. As a matter of fact, we don't even have to give it to them. They're taking the opportunity. And folks, we want you to be a part of that. So give us a call at 877-807-9977. Give your feedback. Also, if you have a city or a community or a college or a professor, you want to bring this event into your campus, high school or college or church, you name it, we're going to accommodate. 877-807-9977. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty for our final segment, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We've got your final segment, so folks want to open up those lines again, 877-807-9977, 877-807-9977. Again, we are speaking with the future of our well-being in this country here, not just politically, but spiritually, and overall, your liberties, folks. John chapter 4, verse 35 says, "Say ye not, there are," and I love this verse, I love this verse, because so many people are sitting on their hands and not getting involved. Christ says, "Say not there are 4 months and then comes the harvest. Look, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." It's time to go out and engage now. Not wait 4 months, not get more planning, not do more fundraising. Yes, do all that, but do it as you are doing. Now, our next caller that we have is actually asking about the event, but I'm going to let her ask the question, and she's going to direct it right at you two. So,
all right, cool.
If we can have, I don't have the name yet, but Nikki in Minnesota, go ahead with your question for our future posterity here in this state, and I'm encouraged about it.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
First, I wanted to say thank you for sharing your experience with everyone and what you've been facing and for standing strong. And I was wondering if you could share the heart of the message that you received that night, you know, so that I could share that with my community on doing an event. Just what was the overall heart of what you guys received that night? And then I'll take my answer off air. Thank you.
Okay, sure. Well, what was presented in the media was that it was a gay message, but that's not true. I mean, It's a happy message, but it's not a homosexual message.
That's right. The meaning of gay. Happy, right?
I love puns. Anyway, so Bradley came and he spoke about the Constitution. He paid tribute to veterans. He really defined a republic versus a democracy and how this country is a republic and not a democracy. The response was phenomenal from the people who were there and who listened. I had a lot of Christian friends come up to me saying, this is an exceptional message. I think you're doing a great job with this group. We also had people from the Republican Party that responded really well to Bradley's message. Well, and the protesters that came talked, and they agreed to disagree. I mean, this man is not a gay basher.
Mm-hmm.
So
overall, this whole thing got put up. Now, I want to talk more to the heart of the message because you just brought it up. Many people, and this is what I've found, that Bradley has a way of articulating this message to get people to understand what this is really about. Now, when you walked away from this, and to your question, Nikki, our caller, this is what you can expect in an event. You can expect to get to the heart and the root of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You just talked about some of the branches that he deals with, republic versus democracy, talks about our Constitution, our veterans. What was the heart, what was the driving point that you got out of the message, Liz or Jake? Go ahead.
He's just standing on principles, like back, like abortion, he showed pictures. He showed one picture he's criticized for in several articles, but I'm glad he showed it. It's the picture of a baby being aborted, where the baby is actually alive, as babies are, obviously, and he reaches with his hand and he grabs the doctor's hand as this abortion is happening. That was a pretty moving moment.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I want to talk about how ridiculous the stuff the media says is about Bradley Dean. One thing came into the event that I kept hearing was Bradley Dean wants to jail homosexuals. So we clarified that during our question and answer session. Someone asked him about it. The media says you want to jail homosexuals. Talk about that. Here's how sick the media twists his words. There was a Minneapolis police officer who raped a 12-year-old boy, and he advocated putting him in jail. He advocates putting all rapists in jail, whether they rape little boys or little girls. And they took that and said he wants to jail homosexuals just because a male raped another male, which is against the law, and he should be put in jail for rape. And they take that as he wants to jail all homosexuals. That's how sick the media twists his words around.
So you were able to get out of this, and ultimately everybody that was sitting there, because I talked to some people that were giving feedback as well, they were able to see the media in action, what they were doing, be able to relate it to their own life, but the truth was derived out of this. This
right.
was the real truth.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The heart of the matter is the truth. And a lot of people don't like to hear the truth about, and I think that's why he sort of went on the offense last night with the media, too, because they have taken him out of context multiple times. They've really, what's the word?
Well,
tarnish his name.
Yep. You know, and a good point to that, to what you're bringing up right now, Bradley did go on the offense. And this is why, and I can speak this firsthand because I know Bradley. It's not about his name that he's concerned about. The reason he's on the offense right now with the press is because it's not even about Bradley. It's about each person that will stand for truth. And because he loves this next generation, which you heard him say multiple times through the demonstration of what he does, not just through his words, because he loves this next generation, he says, I'm protecting a certain group of people. I'm not going to allow them. They're doing it to me now, but I'm going to push them back so that it doesn't happen to the next generation. I'll be the fall guy if that's what it takes. I'll be the one that has the tarnished reputation, as you brought up, Liz. But when people see the truth and the heart in action, they come up with a whole different message. And ultimately what it came down to that I gather from this message is that our veterans died, they bled, they watched their friends die. They didn't argue, they didn't debate, they didn't ask for special privileges or rights. They bled and gave their all. Now, what in the world are we doing with it? I'll tell you what we're doing with it. We're allowing a corrupt media to tear down everything those men died for. And Bradley says, along with you and your group, is saying, you know what? I'm not going to. I'm going to stand and I'm going to push back up that flag and I'm going to hold the banner right here and it's not moving back any further. We have another caller, Matthew, speaking of Ezekiel 3. Matthew, go ahead and give your feedback. Wow. We're getting some, it's a bad signal, so maybe we can put you on hold. Let me know if that comes in any clearer. Going back to the message now, the heart of the message. When people left the assembly last night in your college campus, your feedback coming in the door and your feedback coming out of the door, two different perspectives?
very different.
Mm-hmm.
Our feedback coming in the door is like, you shouldn't have this event. This guy's awful. This guy's a hate monger. And the event, after the event, they're like, I can't believe what this guy actually stands for. Like, the media takes his words so out of context. Like, he's up there. He's not hating homosexuals. He respects them. He's just trying to, he offered to have lunch with the LGBT community in St. Cloud and hear any issues they have with them.
Mm-hmm. I think.
Did that get into any of the papers, by the way? Did anybody print that up?
I have not seen it in any article so far.
Okay, yeah, figures.
I just know a lot of people were surprised that we had to fight so hard to get this group on campus.
Sure. They're like, this is what it was all about.
Right, exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. Recently we just had an issue in Dunkerton, Iowa, where we did an assembly. We had done it there before, and the same type of thing happened. This woman who wanted to bring us back to share the message with the community is going through all this feedback and all this stuff. And, you know, folks, it was on the AP. You probably saw it on the Blaze. You know, multiple people picked it up. It was on WorldNet Daily. And at the end of it, people were saying, what? This is it? This is what it was about? This was a great message.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? The controversy, and this is what they don't realize, that the press will actually drive the people there. And oftentimes they'll drive the people that don't agree. They'll drive the people there to hear the message, and then when they get there, conversion takes place. Or as you said before, they may still not fully grasp, but they can't say one way or another. And that's where I noticed too, the Holy Ghost works this way in Christianity, is he doesn't go to convert your head. See, your head is always at odds mm-hmm. with him. But all of a sudden, seeds got planted last night in those that were against the message, in their heart. And they said, you know what, no matter what I come up with my mind, I still can't force my heart to hate this man or his message. Something's going on there, and that's the beginning of conversion. And that was the beginning of conversion with Paul. Okay, we got Matthew back. Go ahead, Matthew. Hopefully your connection's better.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you guys for what you guys did at the college. And one of the first things that popped into my head was Ezekiel 3:18-19, which basically states that the blood's on our hands if we don't say something about this. We don't stand up for what's right. We're going to lose everything.
Absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I just want to say thank you for what you guys did.
You're very welcome.
Thank you, Matthew.
It was a crazy week. We were being harassed and intimidated, as I'm sure you know, by the Republican Party. And I don't even know if we still are a college Republican chapter. I haven't heard back from the Republican Party
but there,
yet.
There hasn't
that.
Been a comment from them
but,
yet. I'm curious.
So I challenge them to take away our charter. If they don't do that, show us exactly how spineless and how weak the leadership in the Republican Party really is.
Well, what's shining today is not how spineless, but how much of a spine you all have and how willing you are to reach the next generation. And also the fact that you know what it's going to take to change things around. I think that's what's shining right now. And that's ultimately what we're going for the whole time. I mean, at the end of this, it's like at the end of Storm, you've got the rainbow. At the end of all of this, was it worth it, you two?
Absolutely.
I say definitely.
Would you do it again?
Probably.
I want to have him back.
Okay.
Just come and speak.
Maybe next week we'll have another event at St. Cloud.
Sounds good. We'll see what people say about that.
Let's
maybe they'll cover
this
his message.
Absolutely. You know what? That's what's happening next. They're going to be forced to eventually. That's what's going to happen. And that's why we're on the radio today. And I promise you, they're listening to this show right now, taking notes. The truth will, it doesn't need any help being propped up. Lies do. Truth crushed to the earth will always rise again, as the saying goes. Folks, thanks for joining us today on the radio. Again, Jake and Liz, thanks for being with us from the St. Cloud State College Republicans. If you have a school you want the Sons of Liberty to come to, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.